Hello and welcome to a cafe in Glenmire on the outskirts of Cork City called Cafe Bella. I'm sitting here with nursing the end of an Americano, looking at an email I've received in relation to Project 26. Now, Project 26 I've spoken to you about before via Audioboo, and it's a project that Sunday Twist and myself have been working on to identify two engaging tweeters from all 26 counties of Ireland. Yes, the 26 counties of the Republic of Ireland. We have drawn up a list of 26 from me and 26 from Sunday Twist, and I'm looking at the email on which we have got the list. And it's very exciting. There are 6 counties in Munster. I'm looking at 12 names. There are 5 counties in Connacht. I'm looking at 10 names. There are 3 counties in Ulster, and I'm looking at 6. And the rest are 11 counties of Leinster, and I'm looking at 22. So the marvellous thing about this is that in a space of about 48 hours, we found engaging tweeters in every county of Ireland. Well, of course, it wasn't difficult for me to find a whole load of them in the counties that I'm most familiar with. And similarly, I think it was very easy for Sunday Twist to identify ones in counties that she was familiar with. But the interesting thing about this project is that it has made me realise that there are significant gaps in my contacts within Ireland. And it's been a wonderful way of plugging those gaps and coming in contact with people on Twitter who I would never otherwise have come in contact with. This list of 52 people must have, you know, a good 20 of them that I have never heard of before. So all I can say is that it's quite an exciting situation to be sitting on top of people who come recommended. Now, not just recommended by Sunday Twist and myself, but by others, because on the way to doing Project 26, we have both been at a loss to find people who tweet and are engaging from certain counties. So we've been helped. We've been helped by several people, and I will be blogging about who those people are, who the people who have helped us are, in a separate blog post, and I'll be putting that up in a link via Twitter. We also have a long list, much more than 56, of people who have been recommended to us and who we are already identified as being possible candidates for our final list. And that long list might have a role as well, so that may go somewhere, but certainly those who have helped will be highlighted in writing and in links themselves. So it's a two-person project in the sense that the judgments that lie behind the names are just from two of us. You could do your own 26-county project. In fact, on the way, Sunday Twist and I have discussed the possibility of doing a similar project for the counties in the United Kingdom, and also the possibility of doing a similar project for all the states in the United States. It's a very interesting exercise from the point of view of realizing the importance of location and where on earth you're placing your time and what your spread of contacts are, etc., etc., etc. You can fill in the gaps yourself. So there we are. This is the report in. It's now at 10:30 on Tuesday morning. This whole thing began, I think the very first tweet in this whole series was on Friday, or maybe even it was on Saturday. So it's created a whole lot of interest for me. I'll just speak personally, and I hope it will be of interest to other people. The intention now is to put the 52 Twitter names into a Twitter list, so I will be putting that on as a special list, so that other people could, if they wanted to, follow that list on Twitter. Other people could see it, could look into it, use it for research purposes, use it to say to themselves, hey, I know better people than that. I know more engaging people than that. Here's my list. So there we are. And I want to just publicly thank all of you who have been helpful to Sunday Twist and myself. And above all, of course, I really want to thank Sunday Twist. She has been wonderful to collaborate with, and I look forward to further collaborating projects with her into the future. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye from a cold cup of coffee in Cafe Beva in Glenmire, Cork, Munster, Europe. Goodbye.